But also, we've looked at our finances. We've looked at our calendars and how once we focus our lives on really the necessities of life, how those decisions become easier and easier as we grow with God. Well, as we conclude our series today, I thought we could get back to basics by remembering our purpose. And as I was considering this, I thought of two major times in the Bible where we were given a purpose. One time was at creation, and the next time, major time, was Jesus' command to the disciples or the new church that was forming. And what I would like you to do is take those Bibles, hopefully you brought your own from home, and turn to Genesis with me. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. Genesis is the very first book of the Bible. And this verse is on page 2 of my Bible, so it's probably pretty close to that in yours as well. Genesis chapter 1, 27 and 28, those verses. So God created humankind in His image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them. Verse 28. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." Now, the first thing that we see is that God created humankind in God's image. God created humankind as in His image. This means several things. God is a creator. Therefore, if we were created in God's image and God is a creator, what are we? We are creators. Now, this, you've heard me say this many times, we can choose to use that gift or that power in many different ways. We can create and we can also destroy. And we will do one of those two things. And it's our choice how we do that. There's no neutral ground here. You in your life, you either create life in other people's life, you either create hope, you create peace, you create all these things in other people's life, or you destroy. You create pain in other people's lives. You create pain in the earth. So we either create or we destroy, one or the other. Now, God affects creation. Therefore, humankind also affects creation. Right? That's a common sense thing, especially in the 21st century, right? God is able to make and carry out decisions. Therefore, humankind is able to make and carry out decisions. So we are created in the image of God. We can create, we can destroy, we can affect creation, and we can make and carry out decisions. Well, the next thing in verse 28 that we find, what are God's first words to humankind? Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. So God's first words to humanity dealt with humanity's relationship with creation, right? Humanity's, do you follow that? Humanity's relationship with creation. God blesses them in that relationship in God's creation. In this blessing, God has chosen to share God's exercise of creative power over creation. In this blessing, God gives power, strength, and potential. God literally gave humanity what is God's. Now think about that for a minute. God literally gave humanity what is God's, and with that comes all the responsibility as well. Now, God said two different things, or two similar things actually, in this scripture. He talked about subduing the earth, and He talked about having dominion over the earth. Now, these have been made into something today that they didn't mean if you would take these words back to their Hebrew context. And so to subdue the earth in the language of Genesis is an intra-creational task of development. In other words, humans are to bring the world along to its fullest potential.